Hi guys, so this is Ashok here once again from LearnStockMarket.in. In this audio clip, I will be talking about a famous quote from Ed Sekota. So he is considered to be one of the greatest traders of all time. So he became popular after Jack Swagger dedicated a chapter of his book Market Wizard to Sekota. One of his most famous quotes goes something like this. He says, and I quote, "If you can't take a small loss, sooner or later, you will take the mother of all losses." So what does this quote mean? Well, for traders, you know, taking a small loss or following a stop loss with discipline can often be the difference between a minor loss, a small loss, and a major capital destruction one. So traders need to follow their stop losses with discipline, plan their trade, and get out of it if it doesn't go as per their plan. For investors who make the mistake of buying mediocre companies, especially new investors, when the stock begins falling, you know, it's inevitable. When you buy a bad company, it's always going to, you know, start its downward trend sooner or later. So when it starts, new investors usually end up hoping and praying that the price will rise and, you know, the stock will at least get back to the price that they had bought it for. In most cases, the price never comes back to those levels again. In fact, you know, most of these stocks which are in a downtrend continue to go in a downtrend, and eventually the bad companies, the fraud companies, become penny stocks. So there have been several examples in the 2016-2017 bull run in the mid and small caps. Many companies which were commanding, you know, extremely high valuations completely collapsed and succumbed. Most of these were due to frauds. You know, a lot of frauds have come out in India in the last 2-3 years. We almost have one fraud coming out every 2-3 months these days. There's been DHFL, there has been Yes Bank, there has been so many, Jet Airways, and so many companies which have been major wealth destructors for shareholders. So one such company which has destroyed a huge amount of wealth for shareholders has been this company called Syntex Plastics. You have seen these Syntex water tanks all over. So the stock was hyped on news channels and investors were blindly buying the stock in the euphoria of this 2017 mid and small cap bull run. Not just retail investors, but many mutual funds too had invested in Syntex Plastics. The stock after the demerger from Syntex went from almost 110 rupees to now it is in paisa. So there have been many examples, like I said, Yes Bank, Vakrangi, PC Jewelers, DHFL, Reliance Capital, and so many companies have been well destroyers for several investors in the last 2-3 years. So a simpler solution would be to follow what Ed Sekota said, you know, bad companies, even if you're an investor, keep a stop loss, get out when it is early, 10% loss, take it, get out before it becomes 50, 60, 70, 80, and in some cases even 90%. If it goes to that level, then the stock is not coming back. So take your loss early, get out of the stock, and invest in good companies. Thank you for joining in.